Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amebeis, four lines from the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan, by the two dots. So we started to discuss these Mishnayos, the last parak, and this parak is all about Inyanim of Taliya. If one finds a Kesem, and one doesn't know where it came from, could it be tolled on another source? What about if she passed by a Shukshal Tabachim? What if her husband or her son were involved in some type of coloring activity? And what about being tolled on other people? So that's what all these Mishnayos are talking about. Can he be tolled on someone else who was Muchzekes Ro'eb? What about if they're all lying in the same bed? That was the Mishnah that we're talking about now. All three women that were Yeshinas in one bed, and there's Dam found on the one of them, they're all Tameos, because, you know, why would we be tolled on one more than the other? But then the Mishnah says two lines. Number one, the Mishnah says, Tolos Zu Bazu, that we're told what a woman can be told one on the other, but if they're all equal, if they're all Enaruya Liros, so then we have to view them as Kilu, they are Roeh. So what does that mean? So Ketzad, Tanur Rabbanan, Es Tagamar Ketzad, Kelos Tola Zu Bazu. So what does this mean? And as we'll see, today's daf talks about Inyani Nida, and also a number of major Shas topics come up here on today's jam-packed daf, as we will see. So Keita Tola Zubazu. Ubara Vashena Ubara. Tola, if one of the women in the bed is pregnant and one is not pregnant. So the one that's pregnant is Misulek as Damim. Right? We had that back in the first parak. Right? The Arba Nashim, Dayan Shaitan, we had the Mishnah Dav Zayin. So Ubra Vashena Ubra, Tola Ubra Vashena Ubra. So the one who's pregnant could be told it and say, oh, it came from the one that's not Mu'ubaris, because she's the one that's Muchzekas to see Dam now. And I'm not. Menika Vashena Menika, Tola Menika Vashena Menika, Zakena Vashena Zakena, Tola Zakena Vashena Zakena, Psula Vashena Psula, Tola Psula Vashena Psula. So in all these four cases, with a woman that is Chazaka, Musulek as Damim, could be tolled on the one that has a Chazaka of seeing. But if they're both the same, they both are Mesulekas Damim, so then you can't say that one is more roy to see than the other. So then, even though it's more difficult to say that, but the blood came from somewhere, so Zui Shashaninu, Lohai Ruyas Liros, Roan Kilehin Ruyos. So that's the case where, even though they're all Mesulekas Damim, but the Dam came from somewhere, and you can't put it on one woman more than the other one, so all the pregnant women, all the nursing women, all of them would have the same status. Tosis notes here that even though we're told it one on the other, that's by a real Mesulekas Damim to a non-Mesulekas Damim. But let's say one woman has a vest, and it's at the time of the vest of one woman, and it's not at the time of the vest for another woman. Is that good enough? Could the woman who's not up to her vest be tolled on the one who has a vest? Tosva says no. Omeri Tosva says, the dafka behach inyana, the kamar ashas tolin. Only in these cases, because there's a different status, halachically, different chazaka. Aval yeshla vest, to misulekes damim, to amrina badai shaita, right? We learned in the first parak that if a woman has a vest, though not at the time of her vest, she's not expected to see, ena tola be'en la vest. Now, she can't be told it on a woman who doesn't have a vest, because that's not the same level of Misulekas Damim as the others. Even if she has a vest, it's not impossible to see to see Dam at that time. So therefore, that's not good enough of a distinction. V'chein, yesh la vest, v'lo igiyashas vest, eino tola begiyashas vest. Right, that's even closer. Two women who are women who have a vest, one of them is up to their time, one of them is not up to their time. So that's even closer that you can't, right? Not even, Tosva started off by saying, not even a woman who has a vest, a woman who doesn't have a vest and might see at any moment. Either way, both of those are not cases of, that have such a distinction and such a category of Mesulekas Damim, even though there are Tanoim, Shitas of the Tanoim, as we learned in the first parak, of Daya Shaita. It's not the same level. Not the same level of distinction between the women, and therefore there's no Taliyah. Which again, that Shita of Tosfos reflects to us that this idea of Taliyah is not just about probabilities. Not just about, there's more probability that it came from the other woman, so let's be told it on the other woman. But it's about halachic allowances of probability. Meaning if a woman is in the same kind of category, two women, even though the probability is that it came from one more than the other, because she's expecting, but that's not good enough. Because first you need the halachic category. You need a different halachic category of Mesulekas Damim. Once you have that, so then you could say that that's because of the probability. But there is a formal element to it as well. Okay, verse Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Shalosh Nashim. Shalosh Nashim, Shahayu, Yeshenos, Bemita Achas. Three women. So let's remember the last Mishnah, because that's going to be related to this Mishnah. The last Mishnah said three women lying in a, sleeping in a bed. Blood found on the one of them. They're all Tame. What does this Mishnah say? Shalosh Nashim, Shahayu, Yeshenos, Bemita Achas. Three women sleeping on a bed. V'nivza Tachas, Dam Tachas, Ha'im Sa'is. And there's blood found under the middle one. The assumption is that the bed's next to a wall, and there are three women sleeping in the bed, and there's blood found next to, under the middle woman, then kula tameos. Why? Because we assume that even the outer and the inner one, you know, might have, the dam might have come from them. And therefore the middle one, that area relates to all three women. Tachas apnimis, but if it's only found under the one closest to the wall, then shtayim apnimios tameos, vachitzona tahora. Then the outer one would be Torah, because there's no way that the blood came from her. And the Gemara is going to say, this is only where they came up, or the Mishnah is going to say, only where they came up from the bottom, the foot of the bed, as we would call it. Right? The outer one did not pass over all three spots when she got into the bed. But if she came from the foot of the bed, so then the outer one is Torah, because the blood couldn't have come from her. Tachas hachitzona, if it's found under the outer one, then shtayim hachitzonas tameos apnimis Torah. Again, the two outer ones, because that's where it might have come from. A Masai, when do we say these halachas? Benvan sha'avru derech margolos hamita. As I just explained, where they came from the foot of the bed, so then the outer one, the inner one never went past the outer one spot. And therefore, the inner one is tahora, in the case where you found it under the outer one. Avalam avru derech. What's the next word? Different, girsos. Rashi seems to say aliyah. Right, Rashi has the girsa of adding in a yud. So, the Bach changes it back. But if this could be derech aliyah, meaning the way that, you know, you go up onto the bed, maybe it means aleha. Either way, lamaisa means the woman went onto the bed in a way that she did not have to cross all the spots, then kulan tameos. But if she did go across derech aliyah in a way that most of the time women climb onto the bed, meaning the side furthest away from the wall, and then you move over, so then they would all be tameos, because even the inner one passed over the outer one spot, and therefore they would all be tameos in that case. That is part one of the Mishnah. The Rashba here quotes the Ravid, that says, dafka yeshenos. Dafka, we're talking about here where they were sleeping. That's why kulan tameos in the case where we find it under, let's say, the middle one. Dafka yeshenos. The mitok kasav arayvitzal. He quotes the Ravid from the Bali on Efesh. The dafka yeshenos. The mitok shena choshishin shemadafka achas as chaverta v'nichnas olam koma. Because that's where you think that they might have, like, the outer one might have gone to the middle and the inner one might have gone to the middle. V'hu adin. Afilu ba'ayaros, even if they would be awake, b'chol makom sheheim nodados, mimakom lidchok v'likanes lefnimim v'chitzasan. Even if they're awake, but if they know they moved, they can't say that they didn't move. Kigon shedokros berechayim, like we had in the Gemara earlier when they were on the mill. Aval yoshvos oshofos b'mita, v'hein ayaros. But if they're awake, they're women who have not gone to sleep, that they're awake, they just got into bed, they don't, ain lachar zlash mata, then we don't think that even the middle one came from the outer or the inner woman. She'ef shalakal achaz en shetidiz bakoma. Every woman knows her spot. V'im tomar barili shalabasi lakan tahora. And therefore, if a woman says, I didn't go to that spot, then she is tahora. Avalem nimsa beineyem ba'di tameos. If it's found in between them, then it came from one of the two, and therefore that is vadai tameos, that is for sure, tame. Good. So, is the Ravid, the later Rishonim ask, is it Bedavka? If she could say barely that I wasn't in that other spot, what if she can say that, but she didn't move? I didn't move anywhere. Right? I can't say that Vadai lo basi lakan, I generally didn't move. The Ravid adds in this line at the end, Vim tomar barili shlo basi lakan. So, is that meduyik, or is that just a outgrowth of the previous case, that she was awake, we didn't think she was moving, or do we say milsa d'lav ramia nishlav adaiti, or do we say that, right, she didn't focus on it? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Ravid, in Kuf Tzadi, Sif Nun Bez, remember Kuf Tzadi is the siman about Ksamim, or everything about Ksamim, so it has many Seifim, 54 Seifim, here in Hilchas Ksamim, says the Ravid, Bamedver Mamurim, Kishakulan Shavos, Avalim Achas, we Liros Mechaverta, that we saw. If one is more roy to see than the other one, then she could be told it on that one. If they're all equal, then they all have to be, Tameos. Hayushlashtan Aros, Vishokhvos Alamita, Oyoshvos Alasafsal Kaachas. They're awake, or they're all sitting on a bench, and there was Dom fell into one of them. Even under the middle one. Kivan Shakolachas Makeres Mekomo Osa Shetomar Barili Shlobasi Lamakam Shinim Sadam Tahora. Like that Rivet. It's not a din of they're all if this Dafka sleeping. If they're awake and they know this is where I've been, then Tahora. And if it's found between them, so then it is Tamea. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Taz right here quotes this Rivet, quotes a Rivet, and then he quotes Velo Yarati Lisov Daito. Demashla midvarav, dafkim tomar barili, az tahora, as we just said. It sounds like for the Riva that only if she can say barili. V'halo amirazu, ena mu'ila klal, says the Taz, why should that even help? The women are sitting here for half an hour, and then all of a sudden you found the stand on the one of them. So was she medakdekes during that half an hour that she wasn't going to move? What's that called? That's called milso de la rami ale de inish lavadaite. If a person doesn't have a responsibility to focus on something, we don't assume that they were so focused. And he quotes this right from elsewhere. Choshe Mishpat, money leviticha b'tzadam and ploni. I lend you money next to this oven. Heishiva lo avarti b'tzadam and ploni me'olam. I never went past that amud. And Adam came that he did go past that amud, but they never saw the halva. That's not hochsa kafron, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because if you're not meant to focus on it, we don't trust that you exactly remembered all the details. Milsa de lo rami ali de inish amar v'lavadaite. Sachanami, neima kan b'hai isha sho'omeres lo nichnasti l'makam apnimis ema de nichnas v'lavadaite. Who says she didn't know we were going to find anything? To halo rami al daita baze kimo ahusha aver b'tzadam u'ploni. V'yei lomar, and don't say to shiny hacha she'in derech isha ara likanes l'makom chaverta. Maybe it's not normal for people to bump into each other. To imkein amirasa barilish lobasi lamali, because then, if its stomach didn't move, why do you need her to say anything? Afilu imeni odasvi zelishtri, even if she has no idea. Ela al karchach da amirasa hi hitira. It must be known that the amir is meduya, it sounds like the Ravid is saying. Because otherwise you would say milsal rami alay dinish, but I don't think that should... I should apply here. So Venir Latarit says the Taz, I think this is the answer. Even though normally we would say we shouldn't trust her. Shaini hacha, kivan de samach l'shchivasa nimsa hadam, ubizman katzar kazeh, shafar yodasim nechaz l'makam chaverta, kivan du davashin eragil ksas. We assume you found it pretty close to the time when they went into the bed. So in that small short amount of time, so then we assume that Ramya Einish. Avalam Yeshman Rav Acher Shivason. Lemetzia Sadam Nirali Shigamachitzona Tmeya Mitam Sha'amarnu. It's a big limit onto the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. It only applies if it's soon after they got into the bed. But if it's a while, so then we wouldn't say that. The Dekudas Agesef here on the Taz, the Shach, because kind of argues on the Taz, he says Velo Karav Zelze. I don't think there's a comparison between what you quoted from Choshe Mishpat in our case, says the Shach to the Taz. To Hasam Amrina Lavadaite, the Efshar Dimikal Makom, Emeshe Pra'o. Avalhacha Homer's Barili Vrami Ale. We love the Vadi Kushtika Amra, Isura Ka'avda. Vadi Lo Boy Lamebid Isura. Over there, don't compare Mominus and Isurim. By Isurim, if somebody says it, we say that, you know, they know, they're not going to want to violate an Isser. If it was a Kesem found, and therefore, and then he says, there's many other differences, which I'm not going to get into right now, says the Shach here in the Nekudas HaKesef. Okay, so that is the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch. Here we go. Says the second half of the Mishnah. Batka achas mehen. So a stain was found, they're all tummy. What if one of them started checking? Batka achas mehen, and him says Tahora, and she was found to be Tahora. Then we're allowed to limit it. He tahora v'shtein tameos. Okay, it must be from one of the other two women. Pat kushtayim umatsu taharos. Hein taharos v'shlishis tameya. Shlosh tanu matsu taharos. Kulon tameos. Then it goes back. Right? Up until the time that you can say, oh, it's the other woman, then fine. But once all three checked, and then it has to be from one of them, so then they're all tame. Lama adamar dome. What is this similar to? Legal tame shenis ariv beishnei galim taurim. There's a pile of rocks. And you know under one of the piles of rocks is a kazayis vasar menames. So you know one of these piles of rocks is Tameh. and two of them are tar. So ubatko achas mehenu matzu tar, and they got mixed up. You don't know which one is tame. So he checked under one pile, and that one, he didn't find any psar mace there. So we can assume, hu tar v'shnaim tameim. So that one is tar, not the other two. Shnaim umatzu tahorin, if you check two, and there's nothing found, so heim tar v'shlishi tame. Same thing. Shlashtan umatzu tahorin, kulan tameim. If you looked under all three, so then, says Rabbi Meir, then they're all tame. Just like the woman case, because it must have been under one of these, and you must not have checked well, and any of them can be there, and therefore they're all tamei divrei Rabbi Meir Shemeir Omer Kol Davar Shu Becheskas Tuma LaOlam Hu BeTumaso Achi Yivadol Chatuma Hechadhi. If there's a potential tuma here, so everything's tamei until you figure out what happened to it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, just like the stain case. It came from one of the women, and therefore they're all tameos. Until you could attribute it to only one of them. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. Both Ikat Shemagia, Lasela, Ol Psula. You checked under all three. You got to the bedrock. You got to the bottom of that. There's nothing to look. Look, there's no buser there. Must have been some Chaya took it. And Chulda, whatever the case may be. And therefore the Rabbanan say you can be Makel in that case. Do the Chachamim argue in the first case also? Right, they only argue in this case. Oh, even if you checked all three, so you could say it went away. What about the stain case? And all the women checked, they're all tahoros. So we'll have to see. So Gemara says, Maishna Resha de lo maflig, u Maishna Seifa de ka maflig. What's the difference between these two Mishnayas? The Mishnah that we had back on Daf Samach yesterday's Daf, they're all sleeping in one bed, they're all tameos. Doesn't matter where the stain is found. Our Mishnah, it depends. The middle, it's found on the outside. What's the difference? Amarebi Ami bimishulavos. Our Mishnah is Mishulavos. The earlier Mishnah, they're lying next to each other. I'm sorry, the earlier Mishnah, they are Mishulavos, which means either Rashi says they're very close to each other. They're like, their legs are touching. They're very close. Other Rishonim say it means that their legs are mamish intertwined. Right? They're sleeping in a way that they're totally, you know, mixed together. And that's why they're all tame. Our Mishnah, they're not. Our Mishnah, they're not Mishulavos, and therefore we would not say that one Kesem is Matame, all of them. But Ka'achas V'chulu, Lamalei L'misti L'mazeh Domeh, what does the Mashal add for us? We know the Halacha, the Machlokas, the Rimei, the Chachamim. What is the Mashal of the Gal, the piles of stones, what does that add for us? So, Achigar Malur Rimei L'Rabana, this is what it adds. Rimei, who says it reverts to Tamei, right, say to the Rabbanan, Maishnam b'dam delo palgisu, piligisu, or Maishnam b'galta piligisu. By dam, you agree, Rabbanan, that if they all check and they're all tahoros, they're all tameos. So why by gal do you say if you don't find any basar amaze, they're all tar? What's the difference? V'Rabbanan, bishlama hasam ema orim natla. By the basar, you have another option for what happened to the basar. Right, some bird came and took it. Ilahacha, haimidame echasa. Where'd the blood come from? Must have come from one of the women, and therefore we assume that this was a clean sheet before they sat down, before they lay down, and therefore we say they're all tame. Tanya, similarly, Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisa b'shik mashal kfar saba, shemachzika batuma, there was a certain tree, certain sycamore tree, that they were machzik tuma, this tuma somewhere under that tree. And there was a mesora. Bad kuvala matzu, and they checked, and they didn't find any tuma there. They checked and checked. Liyamim nashavor ruach va'akraso. And one time there was a very strong storm, and the wind came and ripped the tree up out of the ground. And they found there was a skull underneath the tree. So even though they had checked, yet there was still tumah. So Remeir says that's a raya, that things are always tumah. You can't say, oh, maybe an orev took it. No, maybe he didn't check well. So amrulo misham raya emer lo batgol chatzarcho. No, the rabbanim would say, yeah, there they didn't check well. But if you did check well, if you got to Karka Psula, so then there's nothing to talk about. If you did check well, so then we would not attribute. One story about the tree. Next story about the cave. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi Maisa, B'mar Shal Shichin. Shem Achzikin Batuma, U'batku. A certain cave, they also Machzik Tuma. V'batku, Achi Yigia L'Karka, Shahaisa Chalaka Kitziporen, V'lo Matsu. And they checked until they got to the mamish, the bottom of the floor. It was as smooth as a fingernail, meaning it didn't seem to ever have been touched. And they didn't find anything of a mace there. One time it started pouring, and the pollen went. The workers went in because of the rain. They had all these sharp instruments with them. So as they put the instruments into the ground, all of a sudden they found a cavity in the cave. Umatu machteshes malei atzamos. They found the place, and it was full of atzamos. So again, Rimeir says, even if you don't think anything's left, you have to be choshesh. They should all be tomatoes. Amru lo, misham raya, emel abagu, gol tzarcho, same thing. Maybe there they didn't check perfectly, and therefore, that's why it is still a problem in those cases. Whatever, they're not a problem. There you actually found. But in our cases, we don't have to be choshesh. If you checked well, you checked well, you don't have to be choshesh. Derech Laner here, as you might have guessed, as he does in other places in this Masechta, and Krisus and all the other Masechtas that we have the schus of having the Arech Laner, he talks about what do you need both stories for. You have the story of the tree, you have the story of the cave. What is one story add that the other one didn't? So you might have said, he says, B'derech, according to the Chachamim, that say that don't bring me that as a raya, Lozu avzuktani. To Maisa, Rishon Vermeer, from the first story of the tree, that's not so bad. Because that's not talking about checking the ground. Right? So therefore, that was about a tree. But the second story, that's about checking the ground of the Ma'ara. So, if you check the ground of the Ma'ara, so then that's a more similar, it's a closer case. And therefore, that is why that story was brought second, even after the first story they knocked out. Okay, so Tanya, we continue. Another story. There was an area of rocky land. Again, there was an assumption of tumah in those places. It was huge. It was such a large area, it was very hard to check if there was tumma there. Had an idea, had a check. Havili sadinim, bring me sheets. Havilo sadinim, visharon b'mayim. He soaked them in water. Person alem, he spread the sheets out all over this area. What was he trying to do? Which area of the ground was going to absorb the water? If it was ever dug up before, and it was softer earth, then it would absorb. If it was karka olam, who was never touched before, then it would be thick and firm, and it would not go in. That's what happened. Makom Tara, the place of Tara, where there was solid ground. So Yavesh, the ground stayed dry. And that showed there was no tumma there. Makom Tumma, with a place of tumma, and you know it was dug up before, and therefore there might be mace there, lach. So then that the ground became moist. Ubatku matsu bargado maliat samos. And they found a whole bar full of stones there. Now the bones there, full of bones. Tana hu abar shemile Yishmael ben Netanya chalalim. That, by the way, was the bar that Yishmael ben Netanya, Yishmael, the murderer of Gedalia ben Achikam, right, the appointee of Nebuchadnezzar for the Jews that were left in Yerushalayim, right, as the story is told, both in Sefer Yirmiyo and Sefer Malachim. After the Churban, there were a few Jews left, and Gedalia was appointed, and Yishmael assassinated him, because he was jealous that Nebuchadnezzar appointed him, and that's why we fast on Tzom Gedalia, as we'll talk about soon. But first, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, Vahabor, Asher Hishlach Sham Yishmael, as Kol Begre, and Hashem Ashurhika, Biyah Gedalia. The boar that Yishmael threw the corpses that were hit by Gedalia. Hit by Gedalia? What do you mean hit by Gedalia? It says the Gemara, V'chi Gedalia Hargan, V'chi Yishmael Hargan. Gedalia was killed. Yishmael went, and after he killed Gedalia, the next day he killed another bunch of people. So what does the Gemara attribute the murder to? Gedalia. Ella, mitok, shahay lo lachash, lo atzas, yochanan mikirech, v'lo chash, ma'ala lavakasav kilu Hargan. Even though, you're right, Gedalia didn't do anything, but he was warned. If you look in that perek, in Yirmiyo, Perek Mem Aleph, the whole story is told that they knew that Yishmael was going to come and try to assassinate him, right? And he went out. The pasuk describes that he killed all these people. And they had a nice meal. This is already the murder in Perek Mem Aleph. Yakim Yishmael and the 10 men, and they killed him, right? But in the previous Perek, Yochanan ben Kiriach Amar al Gedalia b'Seiser El Chana v'Akes Yishmael ben Netanya. Let me go kill Yishmael. He's trying to assassinate you. Let me go kill him. V'ish lo yeda lama. V'ish lo yeda lama yakecha nefesh. V'nafotsu kol Yehuda. I know this is going to be the last straw of the Churban, and then the Jews are going to have to go to Mitzrayim. They're going to run away from Mitzrayim. And this is it. Let me kill him. Vayomer Gedalia. Al tases adavar hazeh ki sheker atadavar al Yishmael. It's a lie. I don't believe you. That's what Gedalia, the reaction was, and he was wrong. But he was wrong, and he was killed. And because of that, he kind of led to some of the other murders. Kind of reminds us maybe a little bit of David HaMelech. Remember the story in Parachelek? Hashem says to David, why, how long are you going to bear this sin of the death of Shaul and his sons and Doeg? David did that. Doeg spoke Lashon Hara. Shaul killed the city of Nov. But some, on David's level, he's somehow connected to the murder. Because he hid in Nov, and so here too, he also, Lahavdil, but again, in different ways, but it says. That's what the Gemara also ends off. Amar Rava, Hailishna Bisha, Afa got peeled to the Kibuli, Lomi Boy, Mechesh Lomi Boy. Even though, by Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, you have to be Choshesh by Lashon Hara. Therefore, if you hear something, and it's self-defense, you have to be Choshesh. You have to be choshesh about it. Good. The Ramchal writes, the Mesillas Yesharim writes, in Perek Chaf. Perek Chaf is Mishkal HaChasidus. Mishkal HaChasidus. He writes there that one always has to know what's a mitzvah and what's an avera. And sometimes it's tricky. Sometimes we think a mitzvah is an avera, and sometimes we think avera is a mitzvah. And therefore, we have to be mefash pesh and mefash pesh and maisa. Ki harbi dvarim yuchal hayetzer lorachik. Ki'ilu heim ra'im. The harbe chata'im, lekarev, ki'iluim mitzvahs gedolos. He could very much confuse us. A mitzvah is an aveir, and aveir is a mitzvah. Ube'emes shalo yuchal ish la'tzliach b'mishkal hazeh l'b'shlosh ha'dvarim. The only way that you could save yourself, that we could save ourselves from this mistake, is with three strategies. Number one, she'alibo yashar shebel vavos. Totally objective. Shalo tia p'niyaso elalasos nachaz ruach lefanav yizbarach. Velo zula zeklau. Just to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be straight. Number two, take time to think. V'shiyeh ma'ayin amaisav iyan gadol. Right, self-observation and cheshbon ha'nefesh. V'yishtadol l'sakna al pi tachlis hazeh. Number one, be objective. Number two, analyze. Take out time for self-tshuva elements. V'yachar kol zos, yemashluch yavol Hashem. And after that, Davin. And after that, Davin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Yisad HaDeshmaya. She'oz ye'omar bo, ashri adam oz lo bach. Lo yimna tov laholchim b'tamim. V'chulu umrem im echman atzorah me'ilah yechzer lo. If you're missing any one of these three, lo yagia lashlemus. V'karavu li kashav alipo. You're going to fall. Because he says again, ein lo adun dibri chasidus amayin arishon. El atzorach la'ayin lizbonein. Ad heichon toldos amayisim agios. And then he quotes two examples. One from Torah Shevechzav, and one from Torah Sheval Peh. What does he quote from Torah Shevachzav? Our story. Gedalia thought he was doing a big mitzvah. Dan lekav schus. I've learned that Mishnah. I learned the Gemara in Shavuos. Dan lekav schus. You have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. He was not doing a mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, but he wasn't. He amaisa gadai benachikam galu leinenu. Shebebnei rov chasiduso shalol ladunas Yisrael lekav chova o shalol kabal ashen hara. Omar sheker atadovar Yisrael. Uma garam. Gorim shemeis hu, v'nifsru Yisrael, v'kavak achaltama nishara. Right, the last hope and spark in Yerushalayim was thrown out, and that was the end, that was the nail in the coffin. That's why we fast on Tzom Gedai. That's number one. Right, he thought he was doing a mitzvah. That was the Torah Shevachzav. What's the Torah Sheval Peh? Zachariah ben Avkulis. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, the Gemara in Meseches Gittin, in Perek HaNizakin, remember when the end of the Bar Kamsa story, he brings the Balmum animal, and he wants to give it. So what do the rabbis say? The rabbis say, we have to be makar of the animal. Because, it's Pikuach Nefesh. And what does Zechariah ben Akula say? He says, no, people are going to think you could be makar of Balimumin. Okay, let's kill Bar Kamsa. He's a Rodev. No, you can't kill him. People are going to think that you're people who bring Balimumin to the Mizbech or Chayiv Misa. So what should we do? Meanwhile, they didn't do anything. They were a makar of it, and that was one of the factors that led to the Churban. Says the Gemara. Says the Mesillas Yesharim now on the Gemara. He thought he was doing something great. Maris Ayin, misleading Jews. So he says it's not 100% clear in the Gemara, but he takes a very strong approach to what happened there. It was a mistake. It was his mistake. Sarach Lafanos Kova Cholacholat Stadin, Shiachol Sechal Adam Leros. And these are the two examples that he brings. Gedalia and Zechariah ben Avkulis. Good. Related to that is the Chafetz Chaim's comment on the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. right? The Torah of Shabbos Chanukah, where he writes in Parshas Bahaloscha on the Haftorah, which is also the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, and that is the Satan, the pasuk in Zechariah, Hasatan Omen Al Yamino Lasitno. The Satan goes on our right to cause us problems. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, doesn't the Satan usually, like the bad guys are the left side and the good guys are the right side, the forces? So says the Chavetz Chaim, yeah, but plenty of times the Chavetz Chaim can't get us to do Averis. Right, we're too strong. Well, so what does he do? He dresses up as a mitzvah. He'll dress up as a mitzvah, and then it's on our right side. He's dressed up. He's wearing mitzvah clothing. Right, and that's why we're tricked. He said, learn in the base measures till 1:30 in the morning. Let's see what your chakras looks like. Right, the Chavetz Chaim says that we have to be very careful. Right, mitzvah l'alecha zal bezakneset as follow b'tzibur. The kavanos alo al tefillah b'tzibur. Yeah, go to shul. It's very important to daven in shul. You go to shul, you just schmooze the whole davening without davening. Elo l'saper ben yishtabach liyotzer ol davar b'shas kriyishma dvarim asurim. So we have to know. Again, it's important to go to shul. Okay, I know. I'm going to go to shul and talk so much, I'm not going to go to shul. No, that shouldn't be the answer. The answer is I should go to shul and control myself and make sure I'm doing a mitzvah. But that's the Chavetz Chaim on the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah. Okay, here we go. A lot more, Beth Hashem, coming up. Omar, where are we up to? Hanu b'nei Galila, de nafak alayu kala. There were two Galileans that there was a rumor. Nafak alayu kala de kalto nafsha. There was a rumor that they were murderers. Also, the coming to Rabbi Tarfon, they came to Rabbi Tarfon. Omar lit lots of marine and mar. Let us hide. Let us hide. The authorities are on our tail. Let us hide. Omar lahu hechi nevin. He says to them, well, what do you want me to do? If I don't hide you, they're going to find you. At Marinchu, if I hide you, Amar Rabbanan, but didn't the Rabbanan say, Hailish Nabisha, Lashon Hara, Avagav de Kabuli Lamiboy, Mechesh Lamiboy. Even if you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, you have to be Choshesh, so maybe you guys are murderers. So how am I supposed to hide you? Zilu Atun Timru Nafshaychu, go hide yourself. I can't help you. What does this Gemara mean? Why couldn't Rabbi Tarfon take them? So Rashi. Much discussed Rashi. Rashi says, Mechash le miboy, v'shema haragtem, v'asr lahatzel eschem. If you're murderers, it's usr to hide you. That's Rashi. Asks the Rush, right here. Asks Tosfos implicitly. Really? You're not allowed to hide a murderer? He didn't have a din Torah yet. He didn't have a psak din. What, and every time there's a rumor? Every time there's a rumor about somebody, you can't help them? You can't save them? What does that mean? Asr lahatzil. What is Rashi talking about? So if you look at the other Rishonim, they quote the She'iltos Rav Achai. Tosfos here quotes the She'iltos. He says, no. What Rav Tarfon means is, I can't hide you because if I hide you and then the authorities find out about it, then I'm going to get in trouble. That's the issue. And this then relates to the sugya of putting myself into a suffix sakana to save my friend from a vadai sakana. Right? A huge topic. Giving a kidney, if you assume that's a Savik Sakana, to the level of Savik Sakana. But that is the issue. What is that? Savik Sakana, to Bezavah, there's a kind of many different sources related to this. The Hagos Maimonios points out that really it could be a machlokas between Bavli and Rushalmi. The Rushalmi seems to say obligated. The person is obligated to put himself into a Savik Sakana to save his friend from Bavli Sakana. And generally the Bavli and the Halacha assumes that it is Rishus. It's Rishus, it's not a Chayev, it's Rishus. But this Gemara connects to that sugya. All the Achronim discussed that in this context. The Minchas Chinuch has that Shaila in Reish Lamed Zayin. The Rambam discusses this. The Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam explains from the Mishnah in Makos. The Rambam says in Hilchas Rotzeach, the Gole, the one who went to Galus, never leaves. If you're in an Ir Miklat, you're never allowed to leave. Einu Yotzim Ir Miklat Ola Olam. Afilu l'dvar mitzvah o le'edus b'ini d'zmon b'ini sofashos. Afilu l'hatzel nefesh be'eduso. You're not allowed to leave an Ir Miklat, even if you're going to save your friend. You know testimony to save your friend's life. Not allowed to leave. Not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. O l'hatzel miyad agayis, o miyad anor, miyad adleikum, and amapolas. Va'afilu kol Yisrael tzrichin l'tishu aso. Like the Mishnah in Makos. Ki yo'a ben sruya. What's the pshat? So some say maybe that's the Ram. That Rambam is related to our issue. He even says you're not allowed to leave. So what do you mean? Savi sakana, vade sakana, you're putting yourself into a savi sakana, the goal of that might kill you. But is that saying that it's usur? There are three shitas. Is it chayiv? Is it rishus? Is it usur? That Rambam sounds like it's usur. But again, it's an important topic to discuss. The Arachlaner here says, maybe Rashi, right, maybe it's not being fair to Rashi. Maybe there's no machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe Rashi means that. It's usur. It's usur to save him because, you know, I might, you know, get in trouble from the authorities. One also might say, another pshat, a third pshat is that he was worried about his own life. Right, if somebody thinks that this might be a potential murderer, that fits into what we were just saying, he has to protect his own life. Also, lahatzel asbacha, because, you know, maybe you'll kill me. So that's another way of reading the Gemara, and maybe that's what Rashi means as well. But either way, this is three days here. Says the Gemara. Weiter. A lot more coming up. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, al tira. So Hashem says to Moshe, don't be scared, right? What is this doing here? Maybe it's similar to what we just said. They told Gedalia, be scared. So Hashem told Moshe, don't be scared. Michti, don't be scared of who? Don't be scared of Og. Michti, Sichon v'Og achi have, Sichon no, we're both achim to Omar, Mar, Sichon v'Og b'nei achia ben Shem chazoy havi. So maishna may Og to come mistafi. O maishna mi Sichon to lom come mistafi. We don't find that Moshe was worried when they were going to fight Sichon. Only Og, Amar Yochanan, Shema Yechai, Mitshuvaso Shalosa Tzadik, Atiyodeh Mayevelibo. You know, from Moshe Rabbeinu's own words, what he was thinking about. Amar Shema Tamalo Zchush Shal Avram Avinu. Maybe what Og did by Avraham was going to stand up for him, that merit. Shene Amar Vayavoa Palit, V'yakil Avram Ha'ivri. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ze Og Shepalat Midar Hamabel. Og was safe from the Midar Hamabel, and he went, and he was the Palit, and he went to tell Avram about Lot. Because he did that little schus, Avraham Avinu thought that, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that hundreds of years later, not a long, Og lived for a very long time, hundreds of years later, maybe that schus of one little Maisa Chesed, that could stand up for him, unbelievable, think about that, the power of one little Maisa Chesed could stand up for him many years later. Rashi says, Og Palam and Amabel, Shebarach Le'eretz Yisrael. He ran to Eretz Yisrael. So, one second, the Gemara says in Chelek, another opinion, that Og held onto the side of the Teva. And that's how he survived. So the Arachlaner here says, it's Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish Lishitasam. Lishitasam. Reb Yochanan is the one that said the Machlokas, whether the Mabel fell, whether the rain fell in Eretz Yisrael. I think it was Reb Yochanan that said that the Mabel did not fall in Eretz Yisrael. This is Reb Yochanan talking here. Ocha Palag Midara Mabel. Says the Pligi, quotes, right, really, see Rashi on the side, says it's not in Chelek, right, it's not in Chelek, it's in Zvachim. Timsa B'Zvachim, Kuf Yud Gimel. So, says they look in Zvachim, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mabel didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rashi quotes, he's explaining Rabbi Yochanan here. That's why he says that he ran to Eretz Yisrael. But according to Reish Lakish, who said the Mabel fell in Eretz Yisrael, he would be the one that would have to say that Og held onto the side of the Teva, and that's how he survived. But it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish L'Shitaso, says the Arach Laner, and that's why Rashi says what he says here, quoting one of the opinions. Good. Tana Rabbanon. We continue now. What is this Gemara here talking about you lost a kesem? So similar to our Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about if you lost the basar of a mace. So, Tana Rabbanon. Begich Avad Bo Kesem. The kesem, a stain was lost. And how do you lose a stain? Rashi says either that you went into water or, you know, you mixed it up. Dam Behema got on it. And the problem is, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, the only way to remove, we'll have in the next Mishnah, as Hashem, the only way to remove a Dam Nida is to clean it with the seven special liquids. You can't just put it in water. So it was lost, so you have to, you don't know where it is now on the Beged. So Mavir, Alav, Shiva, Samamanim, Umavatlo. You have to be Mavir the entire Beged with the seven special liquids, and then that is Mevatelit. That's Mevatel Adam. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, both go Shchunos. You check every little area. And once you check every little area, that is good enough, like we said before. Tosfos says, one second. Didn't the Gemara say earlier that the only reason that the pile of rocks is tar because a bird made it became? So here, the stain was somewhere. So first of all, Tosfos says that, hacha nami dami legal. Maybe this is similar. Because just like over there, maybe the bird took it here. Maybe it fell off. Or maybe it got washed with something else. And he didn't realize it. And then Tosfos says, and even Rabbi Meir would agree here. The mayor who said earlier that you're not choshes that a bird took it or something else, here, shchiach tfei. Mila Meimar Ori Bava Natla. Tosafot says maybe here even her mayor would agree the Gemara doesn't limit it. Maybe here it's more common for the stain to come off more than the bird coming, and that's what even he would agree here. Okay, so that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. You could check each little section. Of the Boshich Vazera, what if there was Shichva Zera on a Beged? And again, that's also Mitame. Chadash, if the Beged is new, then both Kabamachat. Then you could take a needle and run it and stick it into the place where the different hems and check. And that would be that you'd be able to check it with a needle. You see where the needle gets stuck, right? Where the zeres kashev, amacha misakev, likanitz losham. Shachuk, if it's worn out, then boka bakamba. You should just hold it up to the sun. Because it's worn out, the sun should be able to see through. And if there's a spot where you can't see the sun through, then you know that's where the shechva zera is. Tana ein shchuna b'chusim yishalash ezbos. Right? That's the size that you have to check every little section. Tanu rabbanan. We can spend a long time on the next line of the Gemara. The next few lines. Beged shavavo kilayim arizalim kirin alavi kachavim. A beged that you have kilayim. Somehow you have, it's a woolen beged and you have linen that's mixed up in one of these begadim. You don't know where it is. So you're not allowed to wear it. It's suffik shatnes. But you're also harizalim kirin alavi kachavim. You can't even sell it to a guy. Why can't you sell it to a guy? The guy's allowed to wear shatnes. Shatnes is mutter bahana'a. Besides wearing it, the problem is, it's not nikar that the shatnes in here. So if you sell it to a guy, maybe then he's gonna go sell it to a Jew. And that's why the Rabbanan Asard selling a beged that has shatnez in it that is not recognizable, you can't sell it to a guy. And also, even though if you have something usually hard, you're allowed to sin on it, even if it's shatnez. If it's soft, then where it goes there, it might come up on you. But if it's a hard saddle for a donkey, then you, it's technically mutter, but here you're not allowed to, because maybe you'll forget about it, then you'll undo it and you'll take some threads out, you'll put it into a, you know, use it for a patch, one of your shirts, and therefore it's a problem. The only thing you're allowed to do is to use it for shrouds. Use it for tachrich and for a mace. That one is allowed to do. Let's stop there for a moment. Again, we're in the middle and there's so much. Let's stop there for a moment. Two discussions. Number one, Tosfos. Tosfos and Diraskol Beket. Tosfos says, why don't you say bittel when it comes to one linen thread found in a beged of all wool? Bittel barov. You have no idea where the thread is. So bittel. Tosva says, Liftel Baruba. Tosva's answers, Telo Shayach Bittel Barov, Ella Kesha Isser Mu'ura Beheter. When you have an Isser Beheter, that's why you have Bittel Barov, right? Reminds us of that Ron in Nidarim, that you need the clash. Isser Mu'ura Beheter. Aval Kilayim? But what's Kilayim? Shneim Heter. The Nasarin Ayyade Taroves. They're both Mutter. It only becomes Usser by coexistence. So Kachazar Marube Kamo Amuat. Bittel is only when there's a clash of Isser and Heter. But here you have two Dvarim Shel Heter next to each other, so then they create the Isser. So therefore there's no Bittel there. That's Tosfos. The Rosh quotes Tosfos right here, and then just asks the obvious question. So what about Basar B'chalav? Basar B'chalav has Bittel, and yet we know it's two Dvarim Hamutarim that create the Isser. So isn't Basar B'chalav just like Shatnez? So says the... Says the Rush right here. If I can find it right now. If not, I'll just say it outside. Says the Rush. Shiny Hassam. Yes. Basar B'chalav is different. The Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Velo Mikri Basar B'chalav. Velo Nisin Astam. When we say that a little milk is batel in chicken soup, it's not really Dine Bittel. It's just that if it's 1 to 60 and there's no taste, that's not Basar B'chalav. That's not the definition of the Isser. The Isser is only when there's Basar Nispashal B'chalav. But if it's Batel and you can't, and it's by, and Nisinas Tam is crucial. So if there's no Nisinas Tam, then it's not Basar B'chalav. Not because of the laws of Bittel technically. This is a huge topic. Just to mention, this is the Tosfos and the Rush here, but again, the Achronim talk a lot about this. For Bittel, for Basar B'chalav, all of these topics are related. Number one. Number two, the other issue on this line is in Tosfos. Tosfos says that we could put shatnez on tachrichin. Ask Tosfos, what about Loig LaRush? Tosfos, third line of Tosfos, Aval. We know you're not allowed to wear tzitzis in a cemetery. Right? Loig LaRush. You're making fun of you're scoffing at the mesim who can't do mitzvos. We put shanes on the mace as if to say, ha, you don't have chayv mitzvahs anymore. Right? Why are you allowed to do that? So many different answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. Tosfos says, the Rashbam says, Dafka by Shatnez, there's no problem. Why? Because the Isra of Shatnez is Hanas Lavisha, getting Hanah from the wearing. When the person's dead, he's not getting any Hanas Lavisha. So the uniqueness of Shatnez is why it's Mutter, says the Rashbam. Tosfos continues and says the opposite direction. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, the Isra of Tzitzis is unique that it's Usser. Dafka tzitzis. Why? Because tzitzis is, as Rabbeinu Tam says, shkula keneged kol mitzvos. It's shkula keneged all the other mitzvos. So maybe you might say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, then all the mitzvos are shkulos. You can't get stuck up by a mace in front of a mace. You can't keep Shabbos in front of a mace. You can't learn Torah in front of a mace. Right? Okay, maybe. You can't do a bris milah out in the open in front of a mace. But anyway, that's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashbam, the two brothers, Rashbam says shiny shanis, Rabbeinu Tam says shiny tzitzis. The problem is there are Gemara and Bracha sounds like tzitzis and tefillin. Right, so a little difficult what Rabbeinu Tam means. Others are mechalik. Some Rishonim say, well, maybe if it's not, where's the Ritva? The Ritva says here, just read the line if I can. Lekem Yisham Loig LaRosh. Ella V'davar She'ish Bo Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin. Loig LaRosh is only something that has the impression of Maris Ayin. Aval Davar She'ein Bo Mipnei Maris Ayin Ein Lo Lachush. Kivan She'meis Adam Nasachav She'ein HaMitzvos. He quotes that day and argues on him. Maybe only something that you're doing, not something that you're doing on the mace. The Aruch HaNer suggests, maybe there's a difference that makes very mistaver Aseis and Los Aseis. Maybe it only applies to mitzvahs asay. You ever have what? You're not allowed to eat kosher. You're not allowed to not violate any los asays. Right? Maybe it's asays and los asays. Asays is the loy l'rush issue, and not the los asays. Okay. Either way, that's an important discussion. The Shulchan Aruch and the post can talk about also when we bury someone. Here we're talking about shatnez. What about tzitzis? What about the other issue of tzitzis? Tosfos discusses this here. Tosfos says our minhag is to remove the tzitzis of the mesim. Why do we do that? Isn't that loig l'rosh? Right? So then the Re says, towards the end of the Tosfos, well, in earlier days when they always wore tzitzis, then taking tzitzis off when they die would be loig l'rosh. But if people don't wear tzitzis all the time anyway when they're alive, so then there's no loig l'rosh by they're not wearing tzitzis when they're dead. Okay. Nowadays we all wear tzitzis. Nowadays we do wear tzitzis. So there are different minhagim in terms of, what we do. If you look in Shin Nun Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what we do about tzitzis, and the Aruch HaShulchan here discusses this, what we do. Is this the Simon? Shin Nun Aleph. Yeah, Shin Nun Aleph. V'yachshav haminag ha'pashut b'chol tutzos Yisrael shenosin ha'meis b'tzitzis v'kodesh ha'menichon so v'kever notkin ha'tzitzis achas v'al ha'tzitzis Yosef. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we cut off one of the corners before we put the mace in. V'yesh shenoagu lintok osav b'yis kodem. Some cut it off in the Beis HaKfar, in the house before you bring him to the Kfura. Better, he says, to cut him off right before the Kfura. V'shamati, he says, I heard in the name of two G'dolei Ador. One of them would tell this Talmidim, don't cut my tzitzis. And that Talmud, where right when they got to the putting on the tachrichim, he had to get a big stomach ache. And he had to go to the bathroom. And when he got back, they already cut his tzitzis. So it was too late. And number one, and then the Talmud started screaming. And then the other Gadol says don't cut my tzitzis. And as they were lowering him into the grave, one of them got caught on a bush and got ripped off also. And they took it as a simen min hashamayim. That, don't be Mishan of the Minog. Don't be Mishan of the Minog. And then he writes in parentheses that the first one was the Vilna Gaon, and the second one was the Baal Yisod B'Sharesh HaAvoda. Okay? That's the Aruch HaShulchan on the end of Shin Nun Aleph. Weiter, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, there's so much here. It's challenging. Amar, Rav Yosef, Zoso Meres, the fact that you say that you could bury with Shatnez, mitzvahs betelos lasalavo. It must be that mitzvahs are going to be batel in the future. Right, because by Tchias HaMesim, the Gemara says in Ksubis Kufyat Aleph that right, we're going to wake up from Tchias HaMesim in our clothes. So if you're going to be wearing Shanis, I guess there's no Shanis in those days. Two major issues in the Rishonim, which we don't have time to go into. Number one, what does La'asil Lavo here mean? There are many different stages of the future. There's Tchias HaMesim, there's Yemos HaMashiach, there's different stages. So what stage is this talking about? A. And then B, what exactly does this mean that mitzvahs of betilas also lava? The ritva is crucial here. Yeah, the Rashba also discusses it, but just if you could have time to look at the ritva here, the ritva is the one that you should look at. What does this mean here? What is Yemos HaMashiach? Bechira Chavshis, does this relate to the Ramban in Nitzavim? That there's not going to be Bechira Chavshis? It doesn't make sense to have mitzvahs if there's no Bechira Chavshis. But then the issue is, but you only have mitzvahs if something's eternal. Right, that's the definition of a mitzvah. If it's not eternal, it's not a mitzvah. Well, if it's not Yemos HaMashiach, does that undermine its eternity? Or is eternity finished then? Eternity means up to Yemos HaMashiach, but not once you get to that time. That's all discussed here in the Ritva, in the Rashba, in the Maharal talks about this. Rav Elchanan, you want to look at another makar, the Kovet Shiurim. Chelek Beis Simin Chavtes. Be'inyin Mitzvahs Betelos Yemos HaMashiach. Right, Beis Chavtes. In the second volume of the Kovet Shiurim, but that's all discussed right here on this line. Mitzvos betelos lasalava, because you see, you can put them in shatnes. But we have to continue, though. Amalei Abavi, Tamer of Dimi, Vamar Rabbi Mani, and Rabbi Yani, lo shonel lasavto, lo cover us, sir. But one second. Rabbi Yani says, this is only, you're only allowed to keep him in the shatnes while you give hespedim. But when you bury him, yeah, it's not, you're not allowed to keep him in shatnes. Amalei, lavim or Allah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if you look over, Rabbi Yochanan says even to bury him in shatnes is okay. Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa, Adam Rabbi Yochanan, Amayda sibe meitzim chavshi, kivin shemeis, Adam nafshi chavshi, yimene mitzvahs. Once a person dies, he's free from mitzvahs, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa. Okay, again, that's very exciting, but I apologize, we don't have that much time. Amar Rav Mar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Beged Shavim O'Kilayim, Sovo Mutur. Rav Chista says, I have another way to check. A Beged that has Kilayim in it, you color it and Mutur, because certain areas that are Kilayim would show differently the color than the rest. Amalei Rav, Rav Amar Papa, Minalei Lasabaha. How do you know this? Amalei Masisani, Tetan Bo Dikat Shemegila Sela. Our Mishnah says you check until you get to the bedrock. V'leka Leka Emar Oriv Natla. And if not, you say a bird took it. Sahachanami Imra V'kithna Badadi Losak Lutzit. But the color does not show properly where you have shatnez. V'kivin Deladia Ema Minter Natar. And because you did this and you don't see it, so you assume it fell out. You're allowed to assume it fell out if you do this test. Amar Vacha Breder of Yeba, Mishmei de Marzutra, Haiman de Rami, Chuta de Kitna, Beglima de Imra. If somebody wove a linen thread into a woolen garment, Venafke, and then ripped it out, Velo Yada Inatik Ilo Natik, and he doesn't know if he got it all out or not, Sharper Dami, it's okay. He can be Mekel. Why? My Taima, Midaraisa Shatnis Ksiv, Ache Shua Tavui Vanuz. Da'oraisa, the threads have to be smoothed in its raw state, then spun together and woven together. You don't have that here. So really, the whole thing is shanis d'rabanan, rabanan u'd'gazrubay, v'kivan d'lo yada intakashari. And because you know that you ripped it out, you're just not sure if any is left, so therefore it is mutter and good enough. Maskal v'ravashi emar oshu o'tavui onuz. Maybe it means any of these, not all. The hilchazakamar zutra. But we pass, no, you need all. Because it's all one word. Shatnez. Shua tabavanuz. We assume it is all together. Again, a big discussion in the Rishonim. Do you say Chezkas Isser when it comes to Isseri Rabbanan? We know something Rabbanan Lakula. But here, you've established this as a Beged of Shatnez. And now you're trying to uproot the Chazaka. It's no longer a Chezkas Isser. So the Gemara is Mekel. So it sounds like even if there's a Chezkas Isser when it comes to an Isseri Rabbanan, we'll be Mekel. That's an interesting discussion. Good. Tan Rabbanan. Beged, getting back to Ksamim. A kula that we have not had yet. Beged savua metami mishum kesem. Tanakama says, colored begadim also are a problem for Ksamim. Reb Nasan bar Yosef Omer, ain't a metami mishum kesem. No. Shlotiknu bigli tzivonim li'isha shalachakal ksameim. No, the Rabbanim are only misakin bigli tzivonim to be meko. Says the Gemara, one second. Tiknu, my takninu. What kind of takana was there? There was no takana. So Ella, no. The Rabbanan allowed a woman to wear colored begadim, so to be meko. What do you mean, hutru? Hutru mechal dasiri, since when was it also to wear colored begadim? In the Tzan, as the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, or the Tanya, the Brisa, bipolmish laspasianis, at the time of the Xera of Aspasi, of the siege, Gazra lataras chasanim, fala iris, right? Chasanim weren't allowed to wear certain types of crowns, and iris certain types of musical instruments. Big shulugdar, big savonim, they were going to be gozer. You can't wear any colored clothing. It's too much simcha. Amri hayadifa, no, let him wear colored clothing, de lahakel akismayim. To have kulas, because that is the final kula of ksamim, covered begadim. Covered begadim, there is no gzera of ksamim, and the Rama says that's why generally women at times that they're allowed, should wear kalev begadim. That's the Ramaz Eitzah Tova in Siman Kuftzadi Sif Yud. There is a discussion also based on a Rashi here. Why is kalev begadim okay? Is it because you'll never know if it's really dam, because it's hard to tell? Or is it even if you know it's really dam, so can you still be meiko? The Chashukei Chemed here quotes a number of achronim that say that maybe it's quoted an opinion that says, oh, I know it's dam. So he quotes the pun, I forgot which achronim, says that, no, of course not. Whenever a rabbi gets a beged that's colored, he knows. He knows it's dam. And still we're meiko. Still we're meiko. That's the din. We're meiko by begadim savonim, even if we know that it is dam. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, I hope to give tomorrow. Again, not sure about the rest of the week as we continue. Not sure about the schedule, but remember all the different siyumim that we have coming up and all the different get-togethers Thursday and Sunday and the Thursday afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.